The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, joined on the line by James. James, so good to have you with us for another At The Flix.
Kia ora, Matt. How are you?
I'm spectacular. Nowhere near as croaky as last week. Thank you for bearing with me through that.
There was no bearing needed, and I vaguely missed the husky mat.
Oh, well. Don't think I can carry that one off. Yeah. So we're here to talk films down at State Cinemas. Now, we are pre-recording the show a little earlier than we normally do, which may have thrown things into a little bit of chaos, but we're going to give it a good solid nudge.
Let's embrace the chaos, shall we?
Yeah, okay. So, James, what have we got happening at State Cinemas? I realise you may not have a 100% finalised schedule on the go at the time we were recording this.
You are absolutely right, but this is actually happening on the ideal week for it to happen, because as any parent out there knows, we have the school holidays starting this weekend. And as any parent also knows, school holidays are a magnificent, beautiful, wonderful time to spend more time with our children than we do during term time. And as any parent also knows, after the first couple of days of the school holidays, we desperately want to do something that doesn't involve being nagged by them.
You speak high truth.
Why not? Yeah. So the cinema is the absolutely ideal place to spend time with your beautiful tamariki without having to, you know, actually talk to them. So this school holidays, we have several fabulous kids films we have got. And I'm going to give you a list straight off the bat, including films we talked about in the last couple of weeks. We have Dora : Magical Mermaid Adventures. We have Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. We have Bad Guys 2. We have Kangaroo. We have Sketch. And we have the two versions of the Demon Slayer film. I think if you have kids of varying ages, you could spend, at least four trips to the cinema.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
Yeah.
And once that's done, bring them to see the Shane Carter film. They'll love it.
Okay. All right. The Shane Carter film, Life in Two Chords? Life
one
in
chord.
A Chord.
One Chord.
One Chord. Wow. Who needs two?
Two Chords is generous.
Yeah. Yeah, we are talking the Dunedin Sound. And I did used to think it was quite dirgy back in the day. But anyway.
The dirge was part of its charm, was it not?
It certainly was. It certainly was. So, yeah, the Shane Carter movie. Now, that's here both. It was with the International Film Festival, but also on another full release. Is that right?
Absolutely right. So once the film festival ended last week, we got it back in the cinemas showing as a regular player.
Brilliant.
So there's still chances to come and see it.
Yeah.
And now, it's a fabulous documentary.
Yes, I have heard from a couple of people who absolutely loved it. So good to know if you missed out on it during the film festival, it is still around.
Indeed, many of the big hitters of the film festival are coming back for regular releases, which is important to let the listening thousands know.
Yes.
You have not missed out.
Good. And is that done? How do you achieve that? Do you do it on a case by case depending on the popularity? And do you have to approach someone for special sort of release? How does it work?
Now, this is getting really inside baseball, kind of behind the scenes geeky stuff. There are many criteria. Obviously, the films that really sell out during the film festivals, we bend over backwards to get back, because that's a great testing case. You know, it tells us that there's an audience for them. On a sort of less romantic, more practical scale, it's often what the distributors can give us. Some films, for example, last International Film Festival, the Paul Simon documentary, packed out Cinema One, I think, twice. But we could not get that for a wider release, because after the festival circuit, it went straight to streaming. So broadly speaking, if a film is popular and it's available, we will show it until people stop turning up.
Yeah,
you know?
As you should. As you should. Okay, that's...
The public gets what the public wants, as the Jam said.
Yeah, that's good to know. And it is good that you can do that, because sometimes the film festivals, they do sell out sessions quicker than people can, you know, get in and grab a brochure. So it's honourable that you are doing this.
We like to think that we are nothing if not honourable down at State Cinemas.
Nice to hear, nice to hear. So other than a absolute treasure trove of kids' films on the way, is there anything else sort of on the horizon that you can tell us about that is heading the way of the cinema that is already locked in?
Yes, yeah, so the only new release this week that isn't aimed at the school holiday market, and please, in parenthesis, please bear with me, this is liable to change. So information that you, dear listener, are hearing now, don't take as gospel. I know Matt and I are normally infallible when it comes to what you're hearing, but right now there may be a new release that has snuck in the scheduling that we are unaware of at this stage. But as we're talking now on the morning of the Tuesday, the only non-kids new release is The Big, Old, Beautiful Journey, which is a fabulous-looking sort of magical, realist film starring Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie, he says, not hesitating at all. It looks to be a really, really interesting film, actually. It's kind of... The couple meet at a wedding. They're the only two people that don't know each other at the wedding, and they are taken on... they get to know each other, and then... Look... magical realist is a apposite way of describing this. Colin Farrell's sat-nav guides him towards Margot Robbie's broken down car and asks Colin if he wants to go on a big, bold, beautiful journey. So they meet up, and then the sat-nav takes them to the middle of a forest, whereupon they find a door, just a door standing in the middle of the woods. They go through the door, And go back into, in this case, Colin Farrell's character's past. Later on, there's also a door that Margot Robbie's character finds leading into her past, where they confront situations of their past and have to deal with that. It looks to be a really beautifully shot, really interesting really interesting cinematography. The two leads are nothing if not charismatic at the best of the time. Colin Farrell, early period Colin Farrell, I was not a fan of whatsoever. But he just seems to be doing good film after good film, and is effortlessly charming in an almost cliched Irish way, you know, but has won me over completely.
Wow.
And this film seems to be, I think it's going to be magical, tear-jerking, great soundtrack. I'm very much looking forward to see it. I tend to only see films with my children at the school holidays, so I think I'm more likely to see Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, but I would rather be seeing A Big, Old, Beautiful Journey.
Okay. Now, just on the premise of that, if your sat nav led you to meet a broken down, you know, car, and they got in and then led you to the middle of a forest where you found a door, would you go through that door?
Matt, if that person was Margot Robbie, yes. I know that's probably, what should one say that in the 21st century? I don't know. But I'm pretty secure that my beautiful Margot Robbie adjacent partner Janie is not listening to this. But the answer in that case would be yes. Would you not?
I've seen too many movies, so no, I would not. I would go, Margot, as tempting as it is to follow you into this world because of your fantastic acting ability and all round human wonderfulness, you're on your own.
I don't believe you for a second. Having said that, I have just finished a fabulous novel called A Staircase in the Woods, which is a very similar premise and is a horror film, horror novel. I think you're probably right.
Yeah, that's where I go immediately as horror. I've seen too many horror movies now that just all these things, I just think, no, 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 no. Like, I would never book a holiday in a cabin in the middle of nowhere anymore. No.
Look, I think fortunately neither you nor I are likely to come across this scenario. So I think spending too much thought on it is probably redundant. Yeah. But I think you're probably right. Having said that, Margot Robbie.
So you and I have slightly different paths in this one. I'd be way too scared. Colin Farrell, Margot Robbie, sounds like it could be emotional and worthwhile.
Absolutely, which are two things that I am, emotional and worthwhile are both fairly good things, I think.
Good. All right, so...
As we are recording ahead of time, Matt, I can't give you the specific show times.
Yeah.
I also can't find a rating as of now, but I will try and find that out while you link to the next item.
Well, what I was going to say is don't forget you can find out more about any of these things. The session times, you can book tickets, you can watch trailers through the wonderful website, which is estatecinemas.co.nz. Just buying more time for James here. If you've just joined us, this is At The Flicks. Things are a little bit different this week. I'm away and I've had to get James in to record earlier and they haven't finalised the schedule. It's a very dynamic workplace and apparently a lot like Tetris, managing to squeeze all the films into the cinemas at appropriate times. So they do a stupendous job, but I've caught James slightly unaware. And he's now, I would hope, found the rating of the movie.
I was ready a good 5 minutes ago, but I just thoroughly enjoyed you talking about nothing. It was a beautiful, but you are a consummate professional. The internet is telling me that the New Zealand classification of A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, which is a title I love. Alliteration,
yes,
is always a winner. They could have done something with the journey. I don't know. Is TBC. So the classification is to be clarified.
Well,
what is
yeah.
the symbol? What does the C stand for?
Confirmed. Okay.
So do check out the website.
Yes, do check out the website. We're a little bit sparse on info for this edition of At The Flicks, but so far James has told us there is an absolute trailer load of kids' entertainment happening. The school holidays are upon us, so if you're a parent and looking for something to do, plenty of scope, plenty of films down at State Cinemas. We've got something for the adults with Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie in it. Anything else you
Indeed.
Want to talk about? I am going to have to end this rather quickly because we're recording this out of sequence. I have a very limited window in the studio to get this information captured.
No one likes a limited window, especially when that limited window is found in the middle of the woods. Your sat nav is giving you. I've got nothing more to add except I'm going to go over again those fabulous kids films that we've got and kind of head you towards the age ranges that they're aimed at.
Okay.
So for little kids, we've got Dora the Explorer, Magical Mermaid Adventures, and Gabby's Dollhouse the movie. So that's aimed at your you're kind of real young kids.
Yep.
Going up a little bit, we've got Bad Guys 2 and Kangaroo, which probably, my eldest daughter, 6.5 up to about 10, are going to really enjoy Bad Guys 2. A little bit older than that, possibly.
Hmm.
And for teens, we've got Sketch and Demon Slayer. We've got that both in the subtitled and the dubbed version.
Yeah.
Demon Slayer is an R-13, so that's going to be, we're pretty strict on that because we legally have to be.
Yes.
So do bring your identification through for that one. We have films for all kids of all ages, and I'm going to bring my youngest daughter, who is 2.5 and terrifying, to see either Dora or Gabby's Dollhouse.
Oh, well.
It will be her first trip to the cinema.
Wow.
And we have a little scheme at State where if it's your first trip to the cinema or your kid's first trip to the cinema, let us know. And you get a little certificate and a dollar lolly mixture in with it as well.
Cause
wow. Your first trip to the cinema is the beginning of a lifelong journey of huge ups and downs and amazing films and wonderful, wonderful times.
It is.
Which we think is an experience to be celebrated.
Absolutely. Do remember that. Get your certificate, get your lollies. Kids are going to love it. And yeah, this, it's quite magical. I remember my youngest brother, we took him to the Muppet movie, the first movie he ever saw, and we were in about the third row because you couldn't book seats back in the old days. And he spent the entire movie on his knees looking back, watching the audience. He didn't watch the movie at all. It was just, we couldn't get him to sit.
Absolutely fabulous. I totally, there's the lovely scene at the beginning of Amelie where she says that she loves to turn around and look at the people's faces watching the film. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. My first film was, I can't remember whether it was either The Adventures of Baron Munchausen or if it was A View to a Kill. I don't know what my parents were thinking. They made weird decisions. But that's a whole other podcast, right?
Absolutely. I think mine might have been Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I thought you were going to say Cheech and Chong. Oh,
I wish. My parents weren't quite that cool.
Yeah. Up in Smoke is an underrated classic.
It is. Up in Smoke. Nice dreams.
Wowie, man.
Yeah, man. Cool. Look, we're going to have to wrap this one up, James. Thank you for bearing with me, and thank you, the listener, for bearing with us. We bring you a slightly different At the Flicks, but plenty of stuff to check out on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. James, thanks for being with me. I've got to vacate the studio quickly so our next program maker can get in, but I'll be talking to you again same time next week.
Looking forward to it. It's been a lot of fun. I quite like the loosey-goosey approach. Let's do it again. It also may be the return of the now near-mythical Brett. Watch this space.
Okay. All right. It's been good talking to you, James. Thanks for joining us for At the Flicks.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show. First broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.